Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Previously on the Burt Show.
My daughter has been asking for a dog since she was two, so we decided to use a rescue group. We had a home interview. They interviewed my six-year-old children, my husband. They called references. They called our vet. In the contract, part of the agreement said we would take the dog to training. This is a four-year-old dog that is the best trained dog I've ever met. The contract, we signed it. I had forgotten about the 90-day clause. After 3 months of not hearing anything from this woman, we get an email saying, we need your paperwork for the class. We weren't able to take this class because of a conflict in our schedule, and we're signing up for the next class. And I immediately got an email back saying we needed to turn the dog over to her. Plus a $500 fee that we agreed
what?
To should they take control of the dog back.
Melissa was outraged.
What?
As indicated by that. So fill in the blanks for me here real quick, guys, before we get her back on. Did the rescue agency come to the house, or just based on the fact that they didn't take the dog to the obedience class and that 90 days was fact enough for them, we're pulling the dog?
Sent an email and said, send me the paperwork for your obedience class.
That was required to take place in 90 days.
Right. So they adopt the dog 3 months ago. They say, hey, within the next 90 days, you have to take an obedience class. Then so fast forward 3 months, the shelter or rescue group owner sends an email to the new dog's adoptive new parents and says, okay, send me the paperwork for the obedience class. And the parents say, you know what? We were traveling all last month. The dog's perfectly well behaved. We've signed up for a class in 2 weeks.
It's a four-year-old dog.
Yeah. So we don't worry about, we're going to take the obedience class in a couple weeks. And he goes, nope, that wasn't the agreement. I'm coming to take the dog and you owe me $500.
Whoa.
Because there's like a fine or something like to re-license the dog, whatever you redo to a dog.
So going into the weekend, the agency was...
Coming to take the dog.
Coming to take the dog.
Mm-hmm.
What did the last email from the woman say? It will be either when I die or the dog dies that I see that I get this dog back?
I will be a part of the dog's life.
I will be a part of the dog's life until I die or the dog dies, according to the that particular rescue group's director.
Well, that part, just that last line to me, makes sense. I mean, if you're part of the agency, you want to make sure and just check in from time to time that the dog's still doing well. It doesn't matter if it's a month or a year. Then
right,
at least just check in just to see that the dog is still doing well.
I understand that, but I feel like if you adopt an animal, it
becomes
your child,
sure,
and it's your dog. So I sometimes do think certain agencies need to let go.
Yeah.
I mean, if they go through that, if you're going through, because I mean, we've talked back and forth about rescue groups, and we've gotten emails from rescue groups that do great jobs. We've got rescue groups from people who complain and say that, just like our caller, that are, questionable. But I think that the rescue group, the purpose is to go through all that so that they put the dog in the right place. Well, once they feel like they've done that, there's a part of me that feels like, well, it's done.
And
it's a done deal.
This is sort of a dangerous conversation, too, because I don't want to label every one of these agencies.
No,
like this.
Of course not. We've gotten emails from rescue groups that have been fantastic and rescue groups that haven't been so. It's like anything, good, some bad.
Have we said the name of this particular agency?
No.
We haven't yet because we were going to give them a chance to respond, but you saw the emails from Tracy yesterday. I don't know if that's going to happen.
And they don't want to come on.
They don't want to come on, but I'm inclined to think that we do identify it so that people know.
Yeah, I don't want everybody to think that all of them.
Yeah, because like Melissa has mentioned a rescue group that she's had a fairly good experience
with.
And this
is not the same.
Yeah,
it's not the same group.
It's a different rescue group, and I don't think it's we have an employee at the radio station who's very involved in rescue groups. I don't think it's fair to all the rescue groups who are doing good work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But we can talk about that after we talk to Lisa.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, so I'm curious, after these guys talked to you on Friday, did the agency hop on the phone and did they hear about it, or did you have to call them, or was it standard procedure where they just knocked on the door and took the dog?
We did get to keep the dog is the good news.
Okay. Oh, good.
And
good.
What happened was Thursday night we went to bed under the understanding that the person we were dealing with, the director, that her lawyer had advised her to come get the dog ASAP. So that's why Thursday evening was pretty rough for our family. So the next morning, I talked to you guys, and then we had agreed that my husband would contact her because he had spoke with her earlier in the day, and initially she told him, I'm coming to get the dog on Saturday, and that's when I kind of freaked out being a mom and had emailed family and friends saying, please contact this lady and tell her that, you know, we're a good family and we're good for the dog. Well,
let me stop you there for just 1 second here. Because from time to time, we'll get a situation like this, and then we'll be bombarded by emails from people in the same situation. How many friends and family sent emails to this rescue agency for you?
That I know of, probably 4 or 5.
Okay.
And the initial one came from my father, who's a minister, that said, you know, this is my daughter's dog, and, you know, went on. And she sent him an extremely nasty email back saying that we broke the contract. Everything kept coming back to the contract. In 3 months, she never contacted us to see if the dog was doing okay or anything. All we got was the email saying, you broke the contract, we want the dog back. And so, anyway, throughout the day, she kept saying she was taking the dog back, she was taking the dog back. And so we hadn't had any conversation with her. That evening, she tried calling my husband, and when my husband came home, he said, look, we need to just get the dog out of the house because this lady, you know, I don't know what her deal is, but she wants this dog back.
So you had to take the dog to a safe house.
We didn't do that because we didn't want to upset the kids any more than we had. But anyway, Thursday evening, we went to bed thinking she was coming to get the dog, and had emails saying her contract held up in court, that we were completely wrong, we broke our contract, whatever. And so the next morning, my husband said, let me handle this, because he knew how upset I was. And so he sent her an email that specifically went through each portion of the contract and said, you know, this is how we're handling this, this is what we're doing here, this is what we're doing. And when I talked to you at 10 o'clock Thursday morning, you initially said you were coming to get the dog, and then you had changed your mind. And the last we heard, you've changed your mind yet again. We are planning on keeping the dog. This is class we're taking. I will call you at 10 o'clock so we can discuss this further. And that was how he had left it. Well, we got an email back, and all it said was agreed. There was not, and that she did not want to speak to my husband any further.
So it was like one or two lines and just say, we agreed, basically
all
keep the dog.
All she wrote was agreed, no need for a phone call.
And that was it.
And that was it, after she had put our family through.
Well, that's unfortunately, that's good, though. You don't want the long, you know, back and forth to keep going.
No, the bottom line is that you got
to
keep the dog.
Right.
That's the point I made when I talked to Tracy yesterday, is that at this point, we want, you know, I would ask that you don't give their name out, because I don't want to stir up anymore. Because this late, I mean, she was serious.
Well, I don't want her to lose her dog for something we do.
I don't either, but I also, I don't know that we can accommodate that, because, hold on one sec. Because in the bigger picture here, the truth is, I mean, we've been talking about adoption agencies and rescue agencies now, and there are dozens of them out there that are fantastic. And I don't want anybody to leave here thinking, well, that's a process I'm not going to go through. Mm-hmm. Based on your experience, and here now for 3 days, we've talked about how awful an experience you have, and I don't feel like that's the case as far as these agencies go. This is a specific.
You're the exception.
So I do feel like it is important to point out which agency this was that you had a hard time with, rather than pin it on the entire industry.
And
but I don't want you to lose your dog either.
I don't change my opinion of this agency. And, you know, once we complete this class, we really are going to try to get some legal advice as to where to go next. And we'd like to sever the relationship just because of the way she treated us. At one point, she put in an email that she didn't care about our family or my children, only the dog. And, I mean, it just doesn't seem like a safe situation. But in the end, she did let us keep the dog, so we are very thankful to her for that.
Well, now, when you're done with this obedience class, are you done? Is there any other obligation contractually that you have with her?
There really isn't a clear time frame in the contract, and that's what we want to get, you know, checked out, because it really wasn't clear. And when she made the comment about, I'm in your life until the dog dies or I die, that just kind of scared us.
And
then
creepy.
The agency's name is on the dog chip. And I've spoken with an attorney that said, you know, that's for safety reason, you have a family. That probably isn't good to be linked to an agency like that long term.
So Yeah.
Well, the reason I asked is I just didn't know whether we wait until she's done with these obedience classes so that she definitely does get to keep her dog. But
hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just wanted to say you guys need to give the name out. My husband and I have rescued dogs. We, you know, deal with people like this, and people need to know who's reputable and who's not.
I do feel that there's a responsibility. I really do.
Because I'll be honest with you, there are so many animals in shelters, and this woman is going to be this way because of an obedience class. Get a life, lady.
Well, it does seem like this microscopic, you know, like they're so focused in on all of these details on this one dog when she's right, that caller's right. There's so many dogs out there that need to be adopted. There's so many animals that need homes. Why they're expending so much energy on this one dog rather than, you know what I mean? Then, you know, spreading out that energy to getting other dogs adopted. It just seems like nobody's taking a step back in this situation. Like, take a step back and breathe and look at the overall situation.
But she came, you know? I guess I just want to figure out a way that we can, you know, call out this agency, but also protect her and her family, because she came to us with this information, and now I don't want to do something to...
Well, we're going to continue to talk to you and get updates. So if this particular agency still chooses to kind of mess with you here a little bit or take the dog away, then we'll certainly be on top of that. But don't you guys feel like
now here's
we're doing a tremendous disservice to the entire industry if this is what we are reflecting?
I just don't want her 6-year-old daughter to have a tragic ripped dog away because we, you know.
And just so that we are, you know, all the facts are out there on the table, we invited the woman who runs the shelter, the rescue group in question, on the air with us. And not only did she say that she would not come on the air with us, but she also attempted to forbid us from saying her name or the name of the agency, which you can't really do because, I mean, we're reporting this as a news story.
It's that weird freedom of speech thing.
Yeah, so we did give her the opportunity to come on the air and explain her point of view.
That's good.
So it's
makes
not
me feel like it's more fair.
It's not like we're ambushing her. But
no, what I will say is I think she means well, but she is so far misguided at this point, or at least in what we experienced, to the point that, you know, my husband was scared for our family. He didn't want me to come on the radio station this morning because he's like, we've got the dog. You know, I've talked to this lady. You don't know how crazy she is. She means well, but she's at this point so far, and I don't know if it's because she's seen horrible things or what, but, you know, we just want the dog in our, we want to keep the dog. We're a good family. We love the animal. And we want to be done with this woman because she, you know, I don't trust her. Mm-hmm. And the other irony is that a few hours, not even hours, after my husband got the email from her, we got an invitation to a get together reunion of all the dogs.
Are you going?
And no.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I mean, it was all I could do not to respond and say, are you out of your mind, woman?
Right.
But, you know, I restrained myself.
Yeah, just cut it off at this point.
Hey, Colleen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yes, I think you should definitely turn in the agency. I think the woman is obviously after the money. And I think if they brought up an attorney, then they would definitely have nothing to do. They would definitely let her keep the dog because I think she has a legal leg to stand on.
It's just this one doesn't even feel, I'm not even conflicted about this one.
Here's what I think. Here's where I think we kind of meet in the middle on it. I think we wrap up with Lisa today, let her go, tell the woman that we are without a doubt going to identify the agency at this time tomorrow, give her one last chance to come on, and then if she doesn't, tomorrow at this time, without Lisa on the phone, because I don't want Lisa to feel like that there's no connection between Lisa and Lisa's dog and this woman. So that way, you know, there's no drama going on there. And we do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
we give her one chance. Like, she can come on and have, how long's Lisa been on the air? That's 10 minutes now. She can explain her point of view. We'll ask her questions. I would love to hear her perspective. I would love to hear why she is so protective. What happened that causes her to be so on top of this and attach the dog and leaving her agency's name on the chip and all that. I would love to have her come on and share her point of view and explain why she does what she does.
Well, we gave her the last 24 hours to do that. But, I mean, if we want to totally be completely sure about it, then sure, let's do it tomorrow. And, again, the reason why I want to do this is I don't want the other agencies, rescue agencies, that are doing great work to to be penalized because of this one instance at this one place.
Right.
So if we have to wait one more day just to be 100% in the way we're going to handle it, then let's wait one day. That's fine.
You said penalized.
And Lisa, thanks for sharing your story. I'm glad you got to keep the dog.
Good luck in getting rid of her.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be in touch.
I hope you don't get penalized again.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.